Greetings and welcome to this podcast of Amazing Pages. This will be The Journey, Episode 10. My name is Jim. I am chronicling my journey through bone marrow transplant. This is now day plus two since I received my transplant. I have to admit, I am shocked. I feel great, although I can tell that my numbers continue to descend. This morning, my white blood cells are at 0.40, my hemoglobin is at 8.7, and my platelets are at 64. And that's relatively low compared to the general population, but the goal here is to get it close to zero as possible so that the transplant will take, and I've been told I can expect those numbers to continue to drop over the next 3 to 4 days, and at that time I will begin to experience the majority of the discomfort. But right now, everything is just great. 2 days, eating well, everything's working just in my body just as it should. Minor headaches, minor flush feeling once in a while. Absolutely nothing that even compares to a regular day out on the street, to be honest with you. It's been a very easy journey. Well, it hasn't been easy because there's a boatload of stress that goes with this. But physically, this is not what I was anticipating, but I am braced for worse to come. But I'm also very, very confident at this point. And since I did not have a massive rejection right upon the actual transplant, that things will go well, very well. I expect to complete total recovery. It may take a year, 2 years before I'm able to travel and do the things I used to do, but that's okay. I will be here to do it. It is important, however, and I must stress it because it's just a real problem in my life to keep the stress away from you. I think this cell phone is a curse. Somehow people just don't get it, that you need to rest, you need to not be stressed, you need to be able to recover. You can tell a lot of folks that as many times as you want, but everybody seems to have their own agenda, and they're the only ones that seem to matter. Very sad state of affairs in the world, but seems to be the pattern of human behavior throughout time. In any case, there really isn't much to report today. There's been no negative side effects that have been terrible. I was able to manage a half-mile walk yesterday, but I was on bed rest all day. Today, they have restricted it. My blood pressure no longer goes low when I stand up, so they don't consider me a great fall risk, and I'm able to go about my daily routine. So I'm going to get showered up in a little bit. I had a nice breakfast. I'll probably get a mile or a mile and a half of walk in as soon as I'm done with that shower. And then order a little lunch, relax a little bit after lunch, maybe play a little cards with my lovely wife, who's been the complete angel that, I tell you, boy, you all should be as lucky as I am. I have the most wonderful wife in the world. And she has just been, she has not left this hospital. She's barely left my side to go to the bathroom. I mean, really, she's just, what a trooper. What a trooper. My patty cake is the greatest. Well, thank you all for listening. I hope that this does give you some hope on your own journey, if that's what you should be following, and the purpose for your listening to these podcasts going forward. So for now, this is Jim signing off and telling you once again, have an amazing day.